Welcome back, Peace Family. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations on the Rocks. It's the coolest host you know, your boy Ice.
And it's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And we back with another one, man. I appreciate everybody out there listening on the airwaves. Hope everybody's feeling magnificent out there, getting ready for another week. Shout out to IG. Shout out to the Conversations on the Rocks page. And yeah, man. How you feeling today, man? How was the weekend?
Oh, man, everything was good, man. I can't complain too much, man. Had a cool weekend. Relaxed. Got some things done. Got some of that mental health in. You know what I'm saying? That time to myself, self-care, man. Got myself together. So, feeling real good, man. How about yourself?
I had a good weekend, too. I went bowling. Went bowling for the first time in a little while. It was cool, though. COVID restrictions heavy, you know what I mean? But it was fun to get
out. Who you go bowling with? Because I didn't get an invite. I called you.
Nah.
Are you sure?
I text and shit.
I mean, how they call it? I could pull up some receipts. I could pull up some receipts, man. You know what I'm saying?
We back with another one, man. We got another hot and heavy first segment, you know what I mean? Entertainment update, opening shots. And we got a special guest also as well from the area, Coach Daryl Overton. You know what I mean? Actually went to high school with his brother. Good brother. You know what I mean? Well known as far as athletics. You know what I mean? Getting kids trained up. You know what I mean? And actually ball with them a couple times. You know what I mean? Outside of school and shit. So salute to him. And we're going to get into that interview a little bit later. But yeah, man, let's get right into pregame.
Yeah, pregame.
Salud.
Yeah.
And what did you want to get into on pregame, man? Because I had a couple things I wanted to talk about, but
what I wanted to bring up was the Golden Globe Awards. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month was just last month, but
last night, right?
We know. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month goes on every year, and just just last night. Might have been a couple of days ago or just the other day or whatever like that. With that being said, my man Daniel, and how'd you say his name again?
Kaluuya.
Got Best Supporting Actor in The Judas and the Black Messiah. And if you have not seen this movie yet, please check it out. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, please check this out.
It's a dope watch, good movie. Sure.
And he definitely did his thing in this movie, so he definitely deserved this. I want to say this is his first one also. I think he's been nominated a couple of times but I think this is his first one. And, excuse me, somebody else I wanted to bring up was Andre Day. Has won her first Golden Globe Award for playing Billie Holiday, Best Actress. Okay. So she was the main one. And what also makes this good is because, like, this is her first actual movie. And this movie has been getting a lot of attention. I have not yet seen it, but I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, it just came out.
But, you know, also because you also said this is Women's Month. Women's History Month.
Today is... Black Women's Day.
Black Women's Day. Okay. So well, then we definitely want
to,
shout her out.
Shout out to the women.
And shout out to all of them. My mama. Your mama.
Shout out to my mama, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be here without my mama.
Yeah, I mean, so everything like that. So,
How many mamas you got, dog?
Man, hey, I got two. You know I got two. Don't play me like, don't. Mama, you hear that? Look, all right, y'all. See,
I don't know.
Give that dude a plate. You hear that shit? Do not give him a plate, man. You hear that?
But one thing I wanted to say, man. So I went bowling and shit. So, and this white dude working at the bowling alley. We got to talking about COVID, and the white dude was telling me, he just recently had got it. He was good. He quarantined and everything. Simultaneously, while he's taking his mask down, he's like, I just gotta... It's like, bro, why you wildin', right? Then he gets to say, you know the blacks, y'all high risk. And I stopped him right there. I was like, huh? What you mean? Nah, right. Ain't no in particular race that is high risk. Mm-hmm. Now, some black people may be high risk because of their health complications. Right. But you ain't high risk just because of the color of your skin. So shout out to everybody out there. you know what I mean? Misinformed or whatever. Black people, make sure you get your health right. You know what I mean? Take it seriously. But you got white people out there thinking that you're a health risk. You know what I mean? So let's get it together. But yeah, this out of nowhere. White people I wasn't expecting that. Say the damnedest things. Yeah, I guess. So yeah, let's get into opening shots, man.
Opening shots.
Salute. And shout out to Virginia, man. March 1st, Governor Ralph Northam, they relaxed some of the COVID-19 restrictions in the state. Mm-hmm. And some of it, which include if you had a restaurant, you had the bar drinking, having them conversations on the rocks.
Big facts.
Like the way you no longer they're no longer taking the alcohol off of your table at 10 o'clock. They extended it to midnight, so y'all get a couple extra drinks. The last call is extended. All that. They also relax some of the restrictions for as far as like entertainment venues, outdoor activities, and things of that nature. More people can be out in crowds or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting, man. And I don't know.
Man, how you feel about that though?
Like how they you also really extended or removed the curfew that was from midnight to 5 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know anybody who got hemmed up if you got caught during the curfew, what would happen.
Right. I guess we don't hang with that type of crowd, but
I feel like it's spring, and I feel like I don't know if they're looking at now. I also heard the Department of Health, some representatives was like, yeah, states don't need to roll back stuff just yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I mean, you know
where people getting ready for spring and they just want.
Yeah, does anybody know where our numbers is at? Because I could have, like I told you, I think I got an iPhone. I've been starting to get a lot of alerts about the COVID and this and that. Like, I feel like Virginia's probably went up a little bit, honestly. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent. But I don't know really the numbers on that. And I don't know how I feel about it because we talked about the vaccine, too.
Right. Like, it's coming out.
I don't know how I feel about the vaccine. I ain't taking it. Like, because, like, it's working or whatever. Like, it ain't been out yet. You know what I'm saying? As far as we know, the COVID is a brand new virus and whatnot like that. So, it's not like AIDS that's been around. We've had this amount of time to research and find an antidote, the cure. You can't say that right now with COVID. COVID is airborne. As soon as somebody sneezes, dog. I mean, we do it all the time.
Well, I saw something on the news today. I think Dr. Fauci said that if things go as they've been going, we may be able to hit herd immunity by May, meaning that we can start possibly taking off our masks by next year. You know what I'm saying?
Possibly.
End of the fall, like things should start getting back to normal. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, as far as the vaccine, of course, we talked about how we feel about the vaccine on previous episodes. If you haven't heard about it, make sure you go on YouTube. Subscribe
check it out
to
on
YouTube.
YouTube
page, Conversations on the Rock.
We definitely talked about it.
But, yeah, like, I think a lot of people are going to be happy, you know what I mean, to be able to get out more. And we'll see once we, you know what I mean, I guess the end of this month. And how numbers look and things of that nature.
I mean, hopefully we can get back to a normal society, but man, at the same time, man, I just don't know how you cure an airborne disease like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can cure maybe a sexual disease and work on that and use monkeys, I guess.
Well, they ain't curing it. They just, if you get it, well, they vaccinating you from it. So you're not going to be able to get it.
Y'all saw that white lady pass the fuck out, man. Everybody going for that joint, man. She did pass out. You saw it. He going to tell me how stupid this shit. We saw it. This was on real TV. Like, she passed out, man. Of course.
We're going to see, man. I think schools are starting to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting as the months go by, especially as it gets warmer. And this week is supposed to be like 50s, 60s. So people just want to go out.
Right? We just had some crazy ass weather.
That's Virginia all day.
Snow. And then the last 2 days been up in the 50s. Like, Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, come on,
bring your rain boots, your North Face, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
bring
a pair,
all that.
Pair of shorts, just in case.
Yeah. What also in opening shots I wanted to talk about was there was a 13-year-old boy out in Baton Rouge that got pinned down and chokehold by the police. I saw this video. So the story behind this is there was a disturbance between two families in a neighborhood. The police that came out actually had to come out twice in the same day within, like, I guess the next 30 minutes or whatever, yeah, like that. There was a mother involved, and her son was, I mean, the guys got him in a chokehold, and he's really got, like, a hold on this young boy. Don't know the young boy's involvement. I don't know if he was just trying to stick up for his mom, or was he really just the problem.
But he's still a little boy.
Exactly. And on top of that, 13. But on top of that, we just had already had, as far as like Louisiana, how they do it. But the chokehold, I mean, ever since Floyd, you know what I'm saying, it's supposed to be illegal anyway.
Right.
So now you're in the wrong anyway.
Yeah.
All the way.
Supposed
and
to
you're like on top of him. I saw the video. He's definitely got most of his weight on him.
Yeah.
Got him in a little toco and stuff like that. And again, I like to bring these things up because like y'all know how I feel about politics and all the stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I want people like this to be accountable for. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't encourage ignorance. Like, don't provoke the police. Let's start there.
Right.
Like, don't do that because, like, I could get frustrated with you or anybody in this room and probably go the wrong way also.
Right.
So let's not do that. Don't even know if this cop was racist. He just happened to be white. You know what I'm saying? And, again, don't know the full story because you already know when y'all see a lot of things on internet, they normally catch it. Yeah, the cameras catch on when it escalates and it's already out of proportion with it when you really don't know the full story behind it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the chokehold was not needed at all. He's 13. Dog, you was big enough to be able to just take him by yourself.
I mean,
so that wasn't even necessary.
I ain't hear about that one. I know you was talking about it or whatever. I didn't get to see the footage of that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send that joint to you.
But I like that. I mean, that's good advice giving it to the youth, you know what I'm saying? Just know how to operate in those situations because you want to go home. Not that you want to get disrespected because you should
still
be respected, you know what I mean? But it just depends on where you at, certainly. Right. If you out of town and some people don't look like you, you know what I mean? You just got to know how to carry yourself.
But that's what you also got to understand, too, because, like, I mean, we all grew up in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Like, we knew about these type of situations. I've never had the police have to put a chokehold on me or nothing like that. Like, I've had them maybe push me or put the handcuffs on real tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been beat. But I know it happens, though.
Exactly.
So I'm not, you know what I'm saying, oblivious to that. But I also do know... mouthing off and going off like this, you know, and just feeling like as police, you're supposed to know how to just restrain from doing all that shit. But we're still human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we got kids. Like, I've known that I probably went off the handle on my own kid.
Yeah, 100%.
And then somebody's going to look at him and be like, oh, you're abusing your kid, this type of shit. No, if you probably knew what the fuck my child just did,
right.
You probably wouldn't be saying that.
Right.
But again, don't know that whole full story.
Yeah.
My whole thing is the chokehold was not needed.
Unnecessary.
For you putting your whole body weight on him.
Yeah.
Again, don't really know his involvement. But these stories, I mean, you have to be aware of these type of stuff, like you said, for the youth and for our culture that's going on right now, is we got to get away from this right here. Because we still need to be able to trust the police, and the police need to also be able to have the community's help to catch people out of their element, you know what I'm saying, or that's causing harm to our neighborhoods, instead of us always going to get our street justice, which I'm also with at certain times too. But for what I'm saying is, like, to make the world better, and then you ain't got to worry about when your child off driving in your car, you know, if this white police pull your son over, he's gonna beat his ass. Nah, you shouldn't really have to feel like that. You should feel like he's
also
being treated the right way.
It's also about training. Proper training with the police.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing how to de-escalate situations.
Situations, right.
but also like community involvement, like getting to know the community. You know what I mean? Like walk the block, like go talk to holler at people. I also think in a lot of these situations, some of the police don't come from the neighborhoods that they police. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know how to communicate. Or you don't know the elements. You don't know.
I'm not even gonna go for that because like you're trained to do that shit. No matter what. Like
if you came from that area or you know some of those people versus you.
No, because they're trained. They're trained to know. Like as a police, you're supposed to know whether he's a suspect or he's not a suspect. Because like all it is your own judgment. Like I could say he looked like that dude that's on America's Most Wanted. But the dude on America's Most Wanted name is Daniel whatever.
Right.
Your name is Ice. But you look like Daniel on America's Most Wanted.
Right.
Now, because in my judgment, because I'm the police, I'm supposed to arrest you and harass you and, you know, pin you down and make it look good like I made this good arrest. And then at the end of the day, that wasn't even him.
Yeah. It's also because they scared too. You know what I mean? You scared of what you.
Well, then if you scared, then you shouldn't put that badge on.
I agree.
You shouldn't put that badge on.
I agree 100%.
Because now that's why a lot of us are getting killed, shot, choked up.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get from the scene to the station, it's a whole totally different story, yeah. And nobody cares. And then the police, nobody gets jail time.
Yeah.
Nobody lost money. And then on top of that, the other thing I don't like is like. You know, they always bring up our past and stuff like that. You know, never, you know, when's the last time you heard the names of the police that did Rodney King? You know what I'm saying? They got away with it. We should always bring light to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
To be honest, at the end of the day, for real, man, people should feel like if you pay taxes, you should be mad when a black person is killed by police. You know why? Because you pay for the settlements. So when the state or the county or the city settles with the family, that money is not coming out of the police's budget or nothing. That's coming out of taxpayers' money.
Right.
So even if you was a racist, unless you like just giving money to the government, like you should be like feel a certain type of way. When cops kill people, especially when, you know what I mean, because I'm black, when they kill black people.
Yeah.
So, get into the last topic in opening shots, man. This is kind of wild. So, gymnastics coach, and I think he's an Olympics coach as well, John Gettert,
mm-hmm.
He was found dead after he was charged with sex crimes. I think the crimes range from sex trafficking, like, doing stuff with a minor, all this, you know what I mean? And it makes me think about when we talked about this last season, sex trafficking.
Yeah, the Atlanta joint.
You don't ever really see it on the news or nothing like that. And it's something that is actually going on. It's just human trafficking, period.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but you know, we're gonna shine a light on that situation here on Conversations.
Yeah, man, we
on the
got
rocks,
to. Cause honestly, like I said,
cause little girls, little yeah. people, like, oh, that's like sick. You a grown ass man, sick. And you yeah. want a little girl, or you like
that's sick,
or even a little boy, just like what's mm-hmm. wrong? I don't understand. I just can't fathom.
And
that.
It's
and I got
a shame
kids,
that
you know
it's people that we trust with our kids. You know what I'm saying? Because like you felt like he was just a gymnastic
exactly.
coach. Somebody that was just training
dropping
my daughter.
Them off
and you,
go,
right.
Yeah.
So for like this whole hour and a half, my child has been harassed the whole time.
Right.
And I'm entrusting you. And then they scared to talk
shit.
About
yeah.
it. And that's what makes me mad a lot too, because you pray on the weak, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know these kids are really scared yeah. to say something like, bruh, come try that on some, you know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like
right.
try that shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
but that's sickening real. Though. So like But you, like you said, we got to bring light to that type of stuff like that because everybody's got kids. And like I said before, my main thing is you have to be aware about your surroundings because like
yeah.
you may see a van that was around there. You may not know that girl yeah. all the way, but awareness, but like, you know, hey, I know I don't know you like that, but I've never seen that person around your child or something like that. Or I just seen this blue van or, you know what
100%.
I'm saying? Or maybe even stop it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I feel like you have to be aware about stuff like that, but that's sickening. And we don't.
Yeah, talk to your kids,
yeah,
man. We all
about
we got
all that.
Talk to your kids, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make sure they good. And I know sometimes I got a teenage girl, and sometimes, and I remember when I was a teenager, you're not always like forthcoming with your parents. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you don't want them to know everything sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, talk to your kids, man, because it's a sick world out here.
Real talk.
But yeah, with that being said, we're gonna get into our next segment, entertainment update. Salute. And the first thing, man, recently, shout out to Tiger Woods, man. He made it through. He actually got into a crash, man. Broke both of his legs. He had to get pulled out of his vehicle because and he didn't remember anything of what happened or any of that. So shout out to him that he made it through. And it was a lot of different golfers yesterday during the different tournaments, like wearing the red shirt and the black pants and like in honor of Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I know some people probably feel a way about him for whatever reason. He still is one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT in golf, you know what I mean? But I'm happy to know that he made it out, and hopefully he's going to be all right and pull through.
Yeah, man, that's one of them, too. Another one thing I want to talk about in entertainment is the girl Naomi, and I hope I'm saying her last name. I think it's Osaka, I think.
Okay.
She's a tennis player, Asian tennis player.
Again, Naomi still, Osaka?
Osaka, is okay. That what it is? Okay, Osaka.
Young
okay,
black Asian.
Right. She was the one that actually, in her first Grand Slam, beat Serena Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
She just recently won another Grand Slam.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wanted to bring that up also because, like, she's for real a young lady. She's actually only 23. So, to know that she just beat Serena, and that was a couple of years back, and that was her first Grand Slam.
Yeah.
She probably did it before, like, yeah.
She got 20. A bright future.
So, that's something else, and, you know, just for the women out there, we just talked about it also.
Shout out to the women.
That's something else to salute right there, like, excellence right there. You know what I'm saying? Nothing negative about it.
Yeah.
Very well spoken, skilled, everything 100%. Like that. And so, shout out to the
women, man. Coming out of Black History Month, going into Women's History Month. Shout out to the black women out there being great, having that black excellence. I love Naomi simply because I know she be balling and shit. And I love actually watching tennis. That's one of my guilty pleasures, watching women's tennis. But also, I like when she was wearing the mask, the awareness she was bringing to different social issues. You know what I mean? She will wear a mask, hashtag Breonna Taylor, wear a mask. Like, there are different people who've passed or got killed by police, and when nobody was doing that. Shout out to her for that.
Yeah, like I said, and that's a huge accomplishment, man. Like I said, she's three deep right now.
Yeah.
She's three deep into the Grand Slam.
She got a beautiful future ahead of her.
Yeah, so that's shout out to her. And hopefully you'll come in and see us on Conversations on the Rocks or invite us to like one of the Wimbledon. I want to go to the Wimbledon. You know what I'm saying? My folks, they... shout out to my mom and my stepsisters over there in Lower Maryland. They big tennis fans, man. So I've seen a little bit of that. But like I said, she's got a great future and the beat.
I like playing tennis and shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but you don't.
You ain't never invite me to play no tennis, bro.
You know,
we could do an event. Now you doing tennis.
I don't find everybody who like to play tennis.
You don't know because you don't invite nobody nowhere.
All right, we're gonna play. All
right. Invite somebody.
It's getting warm too.
I bet you don't know people like bowling either, huh? I guess I don't nobody like bowling either, huh?
I try to hit you, dog.
Man,
I try to
hit you. We're going to bring the receipts up on this dude right here, man, because he playing.
Out the receipts. Speaking of receipts, man, Meek Mill had a song. One of his last songs and shit, it actually hit went viral because he had a line on the song where he mentioned or referenced Kobe Bryant. I think it was something, I'm paraphrasing, something about... Yeah, I'm gonna go out. How I'm gonna go out like Kobe with a chopper or something like to that effect.
Right. It's something and, on the,
dog, it's just too, it's, even if it was like 5 years from now, like, he just, this distasteful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he got to know better than know.
It was. You don't take shots at the greats. It was just the 1 year
anniversary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't take shots at the greats. Plus, that whole tragedy with Kobe, like, to me, still, I was always a huge Kobe fan.
Yeah. I was a Laker fan.
I was actually coming out of Philly. I remember seeing the banner about LA playing Philly that night.
Okay.
Did not know. I was on my way back to Jersey. Shout out to Camden, Jersey. My cousin and all of them. I was on my way back to Jersey.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the game and remember seeing Kobe dap up LeBron, because LeBron, I believe, he put up some numbers. He did something that night, and Kobe showed him some love. And the fact that Gigi was there, and then the next morning when you wake up and just saw, you know what I'm saying, the reports and everything like that. Yeah, come on, man. That's Kobe, man. Like, let's not do that. I mean, anybody really, the greats. Like, there were shots at Nipsey Hussle. Remember they got on, I want to say maybe Kodak Black or somebody about that.
About
Nipsey Hussle's or Lauren London or something London like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all. Y'all young boys is getting out of hand with that.
Ain't no respect, man.
And I don't understand it. And the fact that we're even talking about that brings me to my last little thing on the entertainment. Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Was at a camp showing some love to the young guys out there.
Okay.
And one of the young boys got to talking straight cash money to Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw the video.
This clip.
Saw the video. The young boy, really don't even know what the point of it was, but at the end of the day, he's young. I feel like he was just doing this to be, you know, a clout chaser, wanted to get some exposure. Oh, yeah, wanted to go viral, because everybody was there.
Like Gorilla Glue.
Basically. he wanted to be Gorilla Glue. He wanted to be stuck. One of the things that I had a problem with this is that, first off, this young man was talking very disrespectful to just a grown-up himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were just talking very reckless and disrespectful to a grown-up. Not even just a grown-up, because you're there for a football camp.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody where you want to be at.
Exactly.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
He kept saying, oh, Cam, you're just a free agent and you ain't got the money. Okay, young man, let me tell you something. You ain't even stepped in this man's shoes yet.
Right.
How you know he ain't got no money?
You having the wrong conversation.
You don't even have no money. Yeah, you're having the wrong conversation.
You should be asking him, like,
how do I do my one-two step? How do I move? How do I dodge? How do I throw that football? When do I run? When do I not go?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, a few things. Even they try to get some backlash to Cam because he said something back. Let me tell you something. I don't even know how much I would have held my tongue to this young man myself.
Yeah.
Like, you're very disrespectful. But
that's the only thing. The funny thing is, nowadays he knows his camera's out. You know what I mean? So you walk that fine line.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong, because he could have cast this little dude all the way out.
Right.
Honestly.
And he's trying to get on the team, if he could have said something the wrong way,
right,
that could have impacted him possibly getting back on the team. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
But to the young man, and then I guess I want to salute the fact that the young man came back and apologized. But at the same time, like, if y'all kids are really, like, a lot of y'all kids are really, like, just doing this for, like, clout, you look stupid. I just want to let you know that, like, you've already been on ESPN and all this and that. You have now been just known as, like, a disrespectful-ass little dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On top of that, and they embarrass your parents.
That, and you don't know what impact it might have had on
you trying to get into a school, anything. Yeah. Now you're the talk. Ain't you that dummy that said something to Cam Newton?
Right.
And still ain't making nowhere. What was the point?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you got some money off of that. And,
100%.
You know, whatever.
But yeah, I feel it. I saw that, and I was disappointed.
I saw
Cam, like, he tried to hold himself.
He
held himself. Like, he wanted to say something. I'm glad he didn't.
We'd have been around the way or something, man. We'd have went into it. Like, dog, where you no going with this?
Yeah,
if it wasn't no cameras, we'd have went all the way in.
Yeah.
All the way in. Like, for real.
That's the unfortunate life we live in nowadays, though. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You can't have a real conversation with somebody.
But don't be so judgmental. Be like, ah, well, Cam, you got this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, it was another point that, because I'm going to hurry up with this, another point they was like,
yeah,
where he should have just respected him because he's just NFL player in the national job. No, respect him as a man. He was
right.
A grown-ass man.
Right. First.
At a camp. For kids.
He's a black man first.
A black man.
He had to be there.
Didn't have to be there.
And if he wasn't there, then you'd be like, oh, he can't.
I don't even know what their school, what name of their school was. Like, dog, and on top of that, the kid that did some don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Still don't even know who you are. So you still look stupid at the end of the day, man. Stop that. Stop that. Stop trying to chase after just these numbers and all this other stuff. And y'all just want to be famous for looking stupid. Like, dog, wait. When was it ever cool to look stupid on camera?
Nowadays,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, and I'm talking, even for, like, you know what I'm saying, Darryl, like, when we was coming up, like, even when we used to do, I said when we was younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, when was it cool to be like, hey, bruh, record this shit, I'm about to go do this and that, and I'm about to go... Slap this one! I'm about to go run up in here, like, record
you don't
this
want
shit.
No evidence on no.
When was shit. That cool?
No shit, they're gonna get me told on.
So then my thing is, I just want to talk to that young nigga when they play that video of your stupid ass running up in the house and you sitting there like wondering why I'm about to get 25 to life, and you look at him like, I ain't even doing that. I'm like, bro, we watched it all on tape.
Hey, but don't put that on that man. He got time to grow. Hopefully,
he didn't go that far. But I'm just
hopefully
saying,
he's a learning
like,
lesson
no,
for that
honestly,
man.
You should still you play that back for him and be like, remember this shit. Because
I'm sure he getting clowned.
Because
hey,
even if
to him about
let's
it.
Just say he was a prospect, maybe he's a good ass football player. Honestly, oh, like that mentality when NFL and colleges look at that, they're gonna be like, oh, that's that arrogant little dude. Like, he liable to pop off at any time, any given day.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely
so we don't need him.
You don't want anything to work against you. You know what I mean? Like, this don't make it harder for yourself. You know what I mean?
I don't know why he was going on cam anyway. Like, he had more money in your little ass anyway. So, shut up. Man, learn something.
And he didn't have to be there.
Right.
The last thing we're going to touch on, man, an entertainment update. Coming to America. I saw the previews. I saw, you know what I'm saying, all the flyers and marketing. It's coming out on Friday.
Can't
Amazon.
Wait. Can't wait.
I seen some of the interviews of some of the actors and actresses
can't
on it.
Can't wait.
You know what I mean? You got Rotimi from Power. You got, of course, you got Eddie.
He was in that joint.
Rotimi from Power's in that joint.
All right.
You got Tracy, the hilarious Tracy Morgan. You know what I'm saying? You got Tiana Taylor. Like, I'm sure it's going to be a host of different,
wait.
You know what I mean, black
I'm coming action. Over to your house to watch it because you got those fly-ass couches over there.
Hey,
jump.
Come through, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come through. You're always welcome, man.
Shout out to Omar.
Exactly. Shout out to Omar bringing the HBO Max over. But, yeah, you know, we always going to always have them conversations on the rocks and shit.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to see that.
You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see that this is an all-black cast.
Yeah.
This is big. Eddie Murphy had his hands on it.
Yeah, and it was shot at Rick
Ross'
crib.
Rick Ross' estate, man. Yeah. We can't even call it his crib. It was an estate, y'all.
You're right.
Like, honestly.
It was two,
you know what I'm saying?
And shit.
And it's funny that you brought that up because I was just watching, you know, Diddy and Ray J, Brandy's brother, was over there and they checked it out. Like, man, he got a lot of land. Out there, and that house is big.
Yeah.
That joint is huge.
Yeah.
But Ross again grinded. You know what I'm saying? Don't know him personally.
Get to the real estate, location, man.
Yeah, that joint huge.
Get you some land somewhere. Get you even if you may not even live on it right now.
Right.
Get you some land because they not.
We gonna have to talk about that.
They're not making any more land.
No,
so might as well get you a piece.
We might need to get
some
real
pieces.
Estate on here. You know what I'm saying? Some realtors and stuff like that, man. And you really educate some people
and
show them how to
do. Shout out to my agent. Anthony Jones, you know what I'm saying? I know you've been in the area for a minute.
Caroline Bird.
That's how I like that. We definitely,
yeah, we
especially
should do
with
that. We should
the,
do that.
The housing market and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What would that say?
Yeah.
Yo, let's get into last call.
Last
man.
Call.
We're gonna bring on our guest.
Our guest.
Shout out to Coach Daryl Overton, man.
He brought somebody with him too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, brought his son.
Brought his son. Y'all gonna hear something? So here you go.
Salute, man. And of course, Coach ain't drinking and shit, so we gonna have a drink.
And neither is his son. Okay.
Exactly. Nah.
His son ain't that. They got McDonald's. They got Focus. They Focus over there.
So yeah, man. Appreciate you like for taking the time out, man. Of you, I'm sure your busy schedule. Is football season actually going on right now? I know y'all want to know, but yeah, just want to, man, welcome you to the show. You know what I mean? I appreciate you for coming through, man, and bringing your son.
Big facts.
It's a pleasure to have you, man. Big so
facts. We appreciate y'all,
man. So look, man. So what I want to do is like, if y'all didn't see him, Coach was over here a week ago.
Yes, sir.
On the Real Talk Internet Radio Show with Sophie and Archie. Shout out to them on Rhythmics Radio. I'm really honored. Again, this is another dude that we know, went to school with, seen the growth, seen where he is right now, man. And, I mean, this is just what we do over here, Conversations of the Rocks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, as black men, we have to pick each other up, and I'm so proud of what you've been doing for not just yourself, but for the community also. This dude is, first off, is a legend already. I'm going to say it out there. You know 100%. What I'm saying? Like, he can show you numbers. He can show you. He can show it to you. He can show you tape. He can bring somebody to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we know who he is. You don't know who he is because you lame. How about that? So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? This is our brother, somebody we went to school with, somebody we love.
Yeah.
So Mr. Overton, then he got the son out here. The son about to do numbers out here too. So we going to get into all of that. But Overton, like, just tell them, you know what I'm saying? If they don't know who you are right now, if they been under a rock and it ain't been our rock, you know what I'm saying?
If you lived in Woodbridge, anywhere in the Delta area, if you don't know who this dude is,
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what to tell you.
You know, it's show his love. I think y'all see I keep putting on all my posts, support who supports you. And, you know, it's been that, you know, with you, shit. We was neighbors.
Right.
Damn near.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Same. Friends, same, all that.
Yeah, facts.
With Ice, like you said, we was Moncure.
Yeah.
Everywhere playing basketball.
Yeah. Hear me.
That work.
Hear me. Everything. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hear me.
Walking to Henderson.
Yeah.
So we've been locked in forever. So anything that y'all got going on, just like solving our support, whoever support me. And
right.
That's
from
real.
Day one, it's been same people.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
And like you said, I appreciate it. Like, it's just tough listening to, like, people say what you do because, truly, at the end of the day, I don't feel like I'm doing that. I do what I love. We talked about other stuff I got going on, but
yeah.
I feel like this my niche.
Yeah, this is
what I'm here to do. And it's crazy. Like, y'all just talked about the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
The teachers with Scotty.
Yeah.
And I was just talking.
On IG.
Yeah. I was just talking to one of my teachers at the school, and we was like, damn, this don't feel right.
The teacher was. Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell him, like, yeah, bro, because you got an education to be impactful on young people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my gift is.
Yeah. Right.
I enjoy being impactful on young people.
Yeah.
So it don't feel like I'm doing nothing.
Okay.
And, like, teacher like him, somebody like me, you sitting at a desk every day looking at kids on a screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't
you don't get that same feel. You
know, right. That in the action.
Some people happy, they getting a check. I ain't gotta do nothing.
Right.
But for people like me and him, people that enjoy, like, we in the lunchroom.
Right.
Talking to kids.
Yeah.
You need something, here, take this $2.
Yeah.
Get you something. Yeah. Whoever, not just football players.
Right.
So to me, I don't feel like I be doing nothing. That's why anybody that follow me, like, bro, I don't post what I be doing. Like,
right. You're not supposed to.
Like my son, let me tell you, players, I do stuff out of love.
Right.
It got nothing to do with football.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, even today,
you got the,
like,
love for the kids.
Yeah, like, this little situation came up. And I'm like, bro, when is anybody going to care about the kids? Like,
yeah.
Come
right.
on, man.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you care about the kids and you doing X, Y, Z. And that's just the truth, man.
Yeah.
So, appreciate y'all. But, you know, the freedom, football, the PME youth, it's all kids. People like, how the hell you coach high school and still coach a youth team?
Yeah.
Because we hustle, man. We run.
And
and we got the love for it.
It don't feel like work. Yeah. Right. I'm doing what, doing what I love. Yeah. Like,
that's a gem, man. That's a gem. Everybody out there, that's real. Rhythm is radio. That's real. You listening, man. That's
but,
a gem.
You know, honestly, because we talked about this, and I said this before about him, like, honestly, I think even on the last show, when even B. Soul was here, we talked about he because he knows you also as well.
Yeah.
The passion, honestly, like, for real, he's got that passion for.
You can see it. It comes through.
If you, and honestly, if you know him, if you heard about him, we can never say, like, he doesn't have that passion for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to hum because he's got the other program as well, as far as, like, coaching the high school and stuff like that. Like I said, this is, I mean, he loves what he does. So, and he's getting a lot of young brothers.
Yeah.
Into college.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Playmakers. Yeah. Elite. Playmakers.
Let's do that.
Playmakers Elite Athletic Training.
Yes.
Yo.
And check out, if y'all listening, PlayMakersEat.com. Yeah. Just to reach out to them. Yep. But can you kind of tell us about that program and what it all entails? I know it's boys and girls and everything.
So, man, shoot. Honestly, like, Conversation on the Rocks, like, it started for a way to me be close to my son all the time when me and his mother stopped being together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Coaching him, and then we started Playmakers Elite, shoot, 2015?
14.
He was 10.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
14.
So, crazy thing, the first year, we had 11 U.
Yep, 11 U.
11.
Okay.
And 13.
Okay.
And I had a team, Corey, Reggie,
Mario.
Oh, Corey Bird.
Okay, yeah.
Corey Bird, like, what it do?
Yeah, like, just people from around the way.
Yeah.
And we took two teams to the national championship right out the gate.
There you go.
To Florida. And since then, we went from two football teams to nine, three girls AAU teams.
Okay.
Damn. 7-on-7 teams with kids from every
basketball,
school.
Football.
Yep. And now we just added.
You got cheerleading right now?
No cheerleading.
You got cheerleading.
Only we got cheerleading from a like sideline cheer.
Okay.
So
okay.
we do got cheerleaders.
Okay.
I don't want to shit on cheerleading. Like,
competitive
cheer.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because people that do competitive cheer, they're like, hold on, you ain't got no
cheerleading.
Yeah, right.
You got sideline. Right. So we go ahead. Boys, we're going to have boys lacrosse this spring.
Okay.
Trey
you played lacrosse when the last year you was.
Yeah, because that was the first year they had
it. They had it, right.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah,
this man. This what I'm talking about. Like, the athletic, if you don't know who he is,
he play baseball check too, on him. Yep.
Did he play baseball too?
Yep.
Does Bo know best? You know what I'm saying? God damn.
And from a lacrosse standpoint, like, got somebody that got passion, want to do it.
Right,
and that's not something that's offered to us as young 100%. Minority people.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
When you play it, you're like, hold up, this boy right here, y'all saying good.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I can get it's just, I want our community.
Okay. I see the vision.
And that don't necessarily got to be black, but our community.
Right. Hip hop, you know, black, brown, all that.
Yeah, all that.
To be exposed to.
So all of that, exactly.
Urban, like, sport. Coming up.
You get what I'm saying? So, and that's it, man. Like, so PME, like you said, we done grown, got big things popping. Like you said, trying to get a facility built.
Okay.
And I think people see me as the face, but just like.
You have a team.
A team of people that support you, do all the nitty gritty stuff.
I mean, I see you even talking to your son about it. It seems like,
that's
is he
big.
One of your business partners?
That's
it sounds
big.
Like he knows, like, the when y'all started and what y'all started with and everything.
Everything.
So I'm sure y'all talk about that a lot.
It's something that, like you said, you want to be able to leave for them.
Legacy.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He, like you said, been instrumental in it. Because you know how
that
kids are. You know
that
how kids are. And just like, you know, all of us, man. Everybody that supported, I can do all this chest pumping I want without their parents.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, people that do all the admin stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, man, it's been a blessing on the youth side.
Yeah.
People cry because I got the youth.
Right.
Thinking I started it
to
get an advantage at freedom, but I had PME 2 years before I even came to Freedom.
Facts.
And
this is facts.
I've opened it up to anybody. You don't got to go to Freedom. You could be PME and go to Garfield, Woodbridge, Hillwood. We got kids on every high school team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In the county.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself, I take pride in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, our kids were PME on every team. Like, you can't put a team
That's
on.
That's big. That's big.
You can't play a team and they don't got a PME kid. That's and big. Usually the PME kids are the best kids on those teams.
Okay. Yes.
Facts. So,
matter of fact, take 9 times out of 10.
Take pride out of 10. In that. Huh. And just like me and you got lifelong connection for Hooping.
Yeah.
Them kids going to always.
That's another network relationship other, if you talk. Need this. Yeah.
That's it.
They so go, they go way past the way athletics past. And shit. Yeah. You know that's that. Big. That's
you
big.
Know that, man.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of it, like, I never balled. I never played through school. You know what I mean? I was always chasing the wrong things and money and some girls or whatever. You know what I mean? But I balled with you, like, at Amron here. You know what I mean? I balled with some of the best who, you know what I'm saying, was in school. And to this point, you know what I mean? Now we here as grown men, you know what I'm saying, years later, decades later and shit. So.
And that's the thing, like you said, man, that's important. Like, bro, if we had PME or somebody like me, my other coaches, that's like, come on, let's go work out, train.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? When we was playing, it wasn't no train. I be telling him, ain't nobody trained me.
Nowhere to go. Yeah. Like, not a place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And see, you know what? And I'm glad that you pointed that out because, like, honestly, that's what also I wanted to point out. Like, just know that you got your son here right now. You know what I'm saying? About to go off to, like, bigger and better things. And you was behind it and saw the whole process and everything like that. And coached them along the way. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like I told you, like, for real, we got to really shine light on type of shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I also want to ask you this. When your son was probably going through, like, the scouts and everything like that, like, how did you handle it? Like, were you still coach, or was you dad, or was you both?
So, I'll give my perspective, and then I'll let him talk. Mm-hmm. So, me personally, I went through early. People's like, oh, D.O. doing all this shit for all these kids. Not his son, my son like 12, 11, because they don't see me taking them out.
Right. They don't see
my
behind the scenes.
Right, right, right. This it, though. I ain't making him do nothing. I can want it for him. You
right.
can want it for
100%. Right, 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 right.
You can't make him drink the water. You can take it to him. Take him to it.
He ain't going to do it.
Right.
And that's school, work, whatever.
Right.
Only thing I can do is try to make it important to you. Right. And tell you this is what it can be.
Right. That's real.
So I wasn't forcing my son to do nothing he wasn't ready to do.
Right, right, right.
I let him come into it on his own.
Yeah.
And when he say, I want to be a dog, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you how to
Facts. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because we just talked about this the other day, like, as far as, like, trying to push your dreams and aspirations on your child and just let them do that. And you know what I'm saying?
Balance.
Like, I think a lot of people say that, and I want to just say this because we're going to get with you real quick. I was just watching this story on Netflix or whatever. It was the top 10. It was about the Sierra... Carolina, some shit. They're in L.A.
Sierra King.
King, okay. LeBron's son go there. Dwayne Wade's son go there. Their basketball team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Again, these kids, even though LeBron is great, Dwayne Wade is great, these kids really wanted to play ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't because they, you know, and we know from Dwayne because he let his son, his other son do whatever the fuck.
Right,
so
right.
We know. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kids actually really want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, with that being said, when I was watching this, Dwayne Wade had a little episode with his man. Dwayne Wade's son had hurt himself. He was down right quick, couldn't help the team, whatever. His, you know, dad, stepmom, all of them was there watching the joint or whatever like that. So, he felt like, at that point, he was kind of letting not even just the team, but his family down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, I think the pressure had got to him because of the social media. Like, you're Dwayne Wade's son. Like, you can't fail.
Yeah.
You can't go down. You can't never be this and that. You got to drop 30 points a game.
Yeah.
But the team still picked him up. And the one dude said to Dwayne Wade, he was like, Damian Lillard, which I didn't notice, went to some school called... I don't even know the school. Yeah. And he said it to me. He was like, you're Dwayne Wade's son. Like, we know who you are. Like, Damian Lillard went to some joint because he was worried about the draft. He was like, Damian Lillard went low in the draft, actually. You know what I'm saying? Before he got really picked up. Because nobody knew the school he went to. And now look where he at now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, do you as his son and Ben, do you go through them type of pressures? Do you go through that type of mentality? Like, trying to follow behind your pops? Do you feel that pressure?
I mean, I don't really feel like pressure because at the end of the day, I trust my own talent and ability. Mm. So I feel like I could do what I got to do to succeed. Mm. But at the same time, like, deep down inside, I know that I don't want to let anybody down or fail anybody. Yeah. So that's what really keeps my motor, like, really keeps me pushing. So pressure, I wouldn't say that. More like motivation type.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And how, how good has it been just to have your dad, you know, to shout? Like, do you feel like, honestly, because, like, so he's played for you
the whole time.
Do you feel like, do you ever feel like the need to branch away?
No, never.
Okay.
Branch away is like, nah, never ever.
I mean, just to see, I guess, do you ever feel like, I guess, you know what I'm saying, it's just real, like, do you ever feel like you just get extra royalties behind who your dad is?
Oh, no. I do not get no extra royalties. I gotta work 1,000 times harder for whatever. I don't get no handouts.
So you can't just walk up into school and be like, you know who my daddy is. Like, you should put me on, like, right now.
Nah, if I say that to one of the administrators at school, I might get even more trouble.
Facts.
So what, Coach, like, how long did you know? Was coaching always something that you wanted to do? Like, how long did you know? Well, did you know that when you was playing in Hilton and shit? Like,
I just always been like, I want to know why. This and this, like, I wasn't the type of person like, okay, what I do in this play, that's all I care about.
Right.
I wanted to know the big picture.
Okay.
And even when I was living in the neighborhood, bro, I used to go knock on the kids' door in my neighborhood, take them to the field up the street, teach plays, and we go try to play against other people. So it just always been that. And like you said, it's kind of one of the things that's coincided with him and our relationship. Like, I've just always done it, and I love it, and I feel like you said, I've always been a natural, but always keep learning and evolving.
So you can sharpen it.
In time. Like, the thing that people don't realize about head coaching ain't necessarily always about knowing your X and O's. I tell people, it's more so about managing personalities.
Yeah. You got your assistants,
kids, you don't know what them kids went through the day at home.
Right.
Parents. Right. It's about managing personalities.
Yeah.
And then I feel like people need to put their pride to the side.
Yeah.
Like, whatever your weaknesses are, hire people that's their strengths.
Right. 100%.
Like, we got better. Like, we ain't lost a game in the district in 4 years.
Okay.
Okay.
But we felt like special teams was my weakness. Like, bro, I don't know this special teams. Like, I know this offense deep. Like, I know the basics.
Yeah.
So I found my man BT.
Okay.
Crazy. He was like, yo, I want to coach. I was like, these special teams, coach.
Yeah.
Man sent me an 8-page PowerPoint.
Oh, damn.
30 minutes. Ready.
Oh, shit.
I said, yeah. Hmm. And then look at last year, like, we kick a game-winning field goal, 9 seconds. Just everybody that's around me now came into my life at a different time. Didn't have nothing to do with freedom football.
Hmm. All right.
And then it just kind of all came back.
Yeah.
And all of my weaknesses,
you had a vision,
I got them covered up.
Right.
Because the people around me, that's their strengths. Hmm.
That's smart. Yeah. That's another gem. That's another key right there. So when you was in Hilton, like, you won 2 championships, right?
Yep.
How do you think being that 2-time champion helps you with being a coach?
Because it just makes you more relatable.
Okay.
All that stuff just makes you more relatable.
Okay.
Because you can actually represent and talk to it, and you know some of the mental. Like, a lot of people talk about, let's win a state championship.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't know what that takes. From whatever perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That ain't just one of the things that happens. So all the stuff like life, bro.
Yeah.
Make you relatable. Like, exactly. Not just X and O's, like going through what me and you went through.
Yeah.
Like these bammers tried to play us.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you had them all.
Who was here before
you? All fighting.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
Come
right.
on, bro. I know what's going on. Yeah. Right. You see what I'm saying? So all things make you relatable
to
kids. Yeah. And I think sometimes adult coaches try to shy away from that stuff, but like, they don't want the kids to see it. But I feel like if I tell my kids, yo, meet me at Rhythmix Radio right now.
Yes.
Right. It's cracking.
Huh. Right.
Everybody gonna pull up.
Big fact.
Because we got that type of relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't just gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you life, like, okay, bro, but that's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't play me like we ain't even doing nothing. Right. They just wanted to fight us.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't happen like that. But know this. While you out there fighting, me and you been there.
Yeah.
One bad thing happened. You hit somebody, they hit the head, they die.
Change your whole course of your life.
This bama got a knife, he stab your man.
Yeah.
Or one of y'all got a gun and you shoot your man on accident, kill him.
Yeah.
This all stuff happened, we growing up.
Yeah.
So you got to be relatable to your kids.
100%.
You got to be relatable to your kids.
Yeah, that's,
and if you do that, they do whatever for you. Yeah. That don't mean you never going to have disagreements,
right?
Arguments.
100%.
We family. Like, yeah. You know, we wave that. OTF flag heavy.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It don't mean that we perfect, but it mean I ain't hold no secrets.
Yeah.
This me.
We on the same
this
level.
This what it is.
Yeah.
I know what you going through.
Yeah.
Even at home.
Yeah.
I didn't went home, you know, ain't no electricity till Friday when I get paid.
Yeah.
Don't bring nobody over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then you can tap into them.
In a so you, way. Frequency.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Real life, like, what you mean? You don't want this?
That's good game. That's good game, man. You know, one thing, you being a leader of men, not only just a coach, you're a leader of men and a leader of young people. What game can you give those young men that surpasses and passes athleticism on the field?
And I think the main one, you know, I know we got coaches. I tell them all the time is, you know, no excuses, no explanations. Like, if you want something, go get it. Don't box yourself in with all these excuses. All your pain should be your motivation.
Yeah.
And we talked about that right before this game Friday. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sunday. Like, your hunger got to be your motivation, bro. It can't be an excuse.
Right.
It got to be motivation. Everything you go through. You seen your mama, daddy, sister, auntie, cousin, grandma go through.
Yeah.
You better put that on your
put
back.
In the tank.
Put that on your back.
Yeah.
And let that carry you, because if it's always about you, you're going to fold.
Because
at some point, something going to be tougher than Dio, Ice, Los, the dad.
Yeah.
It's about them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep going.
Yeah.
If it's about you, we're going to fold.
Facts.
And that's the same thing I tell them. If it's only about you, you're going to fold.
Yeah.
I've heard one of your sayings. You said, "Be tougher than your life."
That's it.
So, kind of, can you just kind of elaborate? What does that mean to you?
It's all that stuff we just said, bro. Being tougher than your life, like,
yeah.
If you're going through this, and this, you gotta be tougher than that.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is, be tougher than your life.
Yeah.
Like, everything from, you know, you might be living with grandma because mom and dad out left.
Mm-hmm.
You might be living with mom and.
Stepdad
beating mom.
Yeah.
You get me? Like,
Facts. Life,
bro. Be tougher than that.
Yeah.
And make sure it's you doing everything you can to change it. And like you said, that's been big for us. Be tougher than your life, man. Don't make excuses.
Okay.
Don't feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
Be tougher than your life. Quick example, I've got this kid, man, a couple years ago. This boy doing everything for himself. He walk into the library, doing homework. Typing papers, walking back home.
Damn.
Then we got this one parent. She thinks she helping him, picking him up all the time. I said, why you doing that? Like, he walks here. He walks all the way over. I said, I know that's the best thing he got going for him. You don't think we know that? But his mama, sister, auntie, cousin ain't going to do that for him.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be around him in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that away from him. Let him keep. Mm-hmm. It hurt us every day seeing him walk too.
Yeah,
but it's strengthening. Yeah, it's
you don't want to take it from him. Like you know, all the time we
because he already had it in his mind to do it. He already had it in his mind to do it. That's real. That's
you know
real.
Like
That's real.
And that's, in a nutshell, be tougher than your life. And
that's real.
And whatever your life is, you got to be tougher than you got to get over.
That's real. I like that.
So, y'all 1-0, man, so far this season. Shout out to Freedom High School. What is your outlook on the season? How do you even approach a season? Do you kind of like have goals? You want to be like better than last season? Like, what is? It's your fifth year.
Well, this is our sixth season. So, excuse me. One thing we want to do, man, is we talked about, like, we feel like we're gonna be a good football team every year.
Yeah.
But you got to prepare like that every week.
Yeah.
And you got to get better every day you come and do something.
Okay.
For 2.5 hours every day, you got to get better. If you don't, you wasted your time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of crazy. Like, we built a program up. Like, people are like, damn, y'all fell off. Y'all lost last year. I'm like, bro, we was 11-1.
Yeah.
But we didn't win the state championship. Because now it's like,
so you compete like with states, your greatness.
Yeah, it's like states or nothing. And I'm not taking it as sympathy. It's cool, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we just talked about today, didn't we?
Yep.
Like,
totally. You got to prepare.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Jackson always trying to put out Thriller every time. Put out Thriller, and then he's always competing with Thriller. People always gonna compare you to the last greatest thing you did.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I like that also. And I just want to get back, even for you, tell everybody where you going as far as like school. And actually, just with that also being said, because like I said, you part of the conversation too. And I wanted to expose your dad because your dad, like, we really see what your dad out here doing. So as his son, you know what I'm saying, who sees it firsthand, we going to school at
Virginia Military Institute, VMI. So
even though you're going on a football scholarship though, right?
Yep.
What is another major that you got going on?
Right now I'm into computer sciences. And cybersecurity.
Okay.
I've really been into that type of stuff since I was young. Ever since, especially ninth grade, like I started learning how to make blueprints on the computer and all that type of good stuff.
Okay.
So I just stuck with it. Like, I didn't really try to force myself to try to be anything. Like, I flowed into it based off my knowledge, based off what I know. And so that's what I got into.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, with that being said, now, because I do want to ask you something. Because you're a junior, right?
Senior.
You're a senior.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I'm sorry.
You're talking about...
No, as far as the name. My bad.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The third.
You're the third.
Yeah, the third.
Hey, homie. You be homie out here.
Yeah, the third.
You the third. I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I mean, I agree with you and I respect the fact that you, like, step out on your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, and stuff like that. So, that's what's up. We congratulate you on your success.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
For sure,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? So, and that's big. That's science major and stuff. Because we're going to need that on conversation on the rocks later, right?
We're going to
need all that. Look, y'all see his face? Because look, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we might need this. We might need this.
You probably need an NFL shit. But salute to you, man, and much like prosperity and wealth to you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you for taking time
to
be here, man.
I appreciate you and your pops coming through, man. We definitely gotta do this again and everything like that. Sorry for the long wait.
Coach, before we roll out, man, I have a question for you about where do you see PME Playmakers Elite? Where do you see you guys in like 2026, which will be 5 years from now? Like, if you wrote the book, where would you and your company and your brand be and yourself be in 5 years?
Sure, man. We'd be, like you said, we'll be in our home facility by then.
Okay.
I think we'll offer every sport there is to our community by then, slowly but surely. And like you said, I just think we'll move our whole Woodbridge area forward. And that's all I've ever, you know, wanted to do with it. I don't think you have to do anything, any sport outside of PME. So that's the goal.
I can see it too, man. I can't wait till I'm driving down Minneville
and see that facility. That's going to be big.
But I can see it though, man.
I ain't going to lie, because you know I'm making it like that. I'm like, girl, you know I know that nigga that over there. know him. Like, we went to school together. We cool. He been on my show and everything. Like, he done that. And shout out to my man, CP. He wanted to say, shout out to the young man for doing, you know what I'm saying, his thing. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm
saying? Straight from the Facebook?
Yeah, man. Because, you know, CP be following us, all this stuff like that. But, man, we really appreciate y'all for being here. Thank y'all for waiting.
Yeah, and, really 100%, doing this, man. 100%.
Really. And we definitely got to do this again, man. For sure. Like, because, like, we got to uplift each other. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying?
We all we got, man.
And everybody's doing good things. Like I said, we got the coach and his son.
Yeah.
And he going to college. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And he's about to, yeah. And his pops are sending people to college.
That's life changing, man. And I really do want to say, for real, Daryl, like, man, like, that was another thing, like, I said, man, like, you know, we had been listening for a minute and then got on Facebook. Because everybody don't be on Facebook. Let's just keep it 100. And when I seen what you had did for your son, and it just seemed like it just kept continuing. And I was like, damn, like, he really, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting these kids into good schools or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, anything for real, you was getting them a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you... I mean, you come from that type of background. You've done that shit down to your brothers, all that shit. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hilton, stand up. Yeah, Woodbury, sure. Stand up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Before we go, man, what if you could kind of leave us with some last words before we wrap up and we sign out here on Rhythmix Radio, what advice could you give to our listeners just about how to be successful and just achieve their goals in life?
I think, you know, between all of us, we touched on it, like, and you got, don't tell me, like I told him, don't tell me you want to go to college and play football. Mm-hmm. You got 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. and you ain't do no football today. Mm-hmm. And I think, I was different from us, if you, you know, I tell my daughter, you want to be a veterinarian, you got it made. You can get on YouTube and everything.
All the answers there. What? Your fingertips. So, on your phone.
Whatever.
Big facts.
You gotta wait for dollar. Do and be. You got 24 hours a day to do it. And whatever it is you're doing most of your day, that's what you're gonna be good at. Now, if that's something good, okay. If it's not, that's what you're gonna be.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell them all the time. Don't tell them you wanna be XYZ. And in your 24 hours a day, you ain't do nothing today to be a vet or a football player.
That's great game. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to sign out right before I sign out, I'm going to end it with a, because I feel like it's fitting, word of some ice, which is, this week's word of some ice, man, is if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. And I'm gonna say that again for
that's real. I'm gonna say that one more time
for the people in the back who didn't catch that.
Go ahead, say
if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. And that's actually a quote from Les Brown. And really, what that means to me is like, don't try to take the easy way out of shit. You know what I mean? Like, always look for the hard way. Look for the challenge because it's only gonna help you out. And make you more agile, like even in this situation today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't really on the radio live right now, but we already put together a process, a structure of running our show already ourselves, and we've done this on the couch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So, we this already made been it hard. Difficult for ourselves.
We could have stopped because it was too hard.
Yeah, we could have stopped could've right there. Like, oh, yeah, he ain't had that joint on back.
Nope. We're going
to
do it again.
That quote to me means, like, any challenge, anything that you can do to sharpen yourself, anything that you're scared of, like, people don't want to do something that makes them feel uncomfortable. Like, move towards that place that makes you feel uncomfortable, because the more you do that, the more comfortable you're going to be in life. You know what I mean? Get outside of your comfort zone. So, yeah, man.
And I like that, too, because, like, I just posted on the Facebook and all that stuff. Like, I said, stop looking for a handout and a standout. Real talk. And that goes along with what you just said.
Yeah.
Stop looking for that handout and stand out.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Like
figure
you
it out
just said. I don't look for no handout for my day.
Yeah.
I went to stand out and went and did my shit.
Make it work.
Yeah. I ain't even mad at that. So with that also being said, because you know I got something, get close for Los.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
So I'ma dumb it down just a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm what saying? But on this Get Close with Los, you know. So I used to have this roommate, right? And this story came up, you know what I'm saying, later on. I used to have this roommate. One night, I'm out late at night. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning type shit. Getting in the house. I ain't going to lie, the boy a little tipsy, this and that. I get in the house. Notice I left my keys. Went back down the street, go get my keys. I came back. At this point, when I come back, we get my keys. I don't remember anything else that happened until like the next morning. I woke up in my bed. This was a Thursday night when that happened. 4 o'clock in the morning, went to bed, woke up in my bed, got up that Friday morning, went to work, enjoyed my day. 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night, I'm coming back on the bus. My roommate is texting me and talking about, what's up with all that, this and that that went on last night? I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm confused. Like, what happened? Like, I don't even, what you talking about? He was like, how many times this didn't happen? I was like, what you talking about? He was like, dog, you came into my room, came in, left out, came back in, climbed in the bed, and started cuddling with my chick. I was like, what? I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, and he's dead ass serious. So I'm like, yo, I'm on my way home. Let's talk about this because this don't even sound like, you know what I mean? Like, this can't even be real. Like, how does that even happen, right? I get home. The bama never came downstairs to come talk to me, but his chick came out the joint. His chick come out the joint, seen her leave all. She came back. I was like, Slim. I was like, yo, my man just sent me this wild little text about you, you know what I'm saying, woo woo. What happened? She was like, nigga. I was like, as soon as she said that, I knew what happened. She said what happened was, I walked in there, she felt like I was sleepwalking, which I believe had to be, because I would never do this, honestly. So she said, I'm sleepwalking, I get in that joint, these bammers in the bed, I get in the joint, I climb over her, get in between the middle of them, and start cuddling me with this chick, right? The chick said something to me, snapped out of that joint, went to my bed, went to sleep, woke up the next day. The reason I was mad at my man was like, because we all men here, and you young man too. You're telling me I can walk right past you, past your girl, all this, hop in the bed, and you let me cuddle with your chick, right? And you didn't say nothing because you were awake the whole time, right, watching me do this. You said nothing? And now you want to talk about me about the next day? Like, dog, because let me tell you.
He probably was shocked, though. He probably was shocked.
Hey, look, man, shocked shit. Let me tell you something. Hey, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, look, hey, man, I think I speak for everybody in this building. You wouldn't even have got that far.
Nah, I wouldn't got that far.
You wouldn't even have got that far.
This wouldn't have even got the wrong.
Hey, look, and nobody would have went to sleep this night. You hear me? Like, you wouldn't have made it to work. We are still talking about this, this and that. So, that's a little bit getting close with those. And let me just tell you like this. The nigga never did nothing. His girl might have liked it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, like, honestly, you know, that's just one of my crazy stories right there. I got
Get Close with Los. Yo, shout out to Get Close with Los, man. It's always a wild journey. We will never know where you're going.
That's wild. That's wild.
Get Close with Los. So, shout out.
You going for that ice? You going to just let your man just.
No, hell no, dog. You wouldn't even got in the room, bro. You ain't even got in the room. Hey, look, I don't care how drunk or how sleeping
I am. My chick would have been mad anyway. Yeah,
we probably would have not had clothes on.
That's what I'm saying. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, though. Yeah, you know what time it is. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
You got in the day and in between us.
Oh, Slim.
And you cuddling?
Yeah, nah.
Only you, dog. Only you, dog.
Hey, man, get close.
And
to
with
your
that
boy.
Being said, man, any shout outs you wanna get out?
Yeah,
there, man.
Just shout out to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, always my kids, my Diamond Princess, my 3 Hefes, Chocolate, my whole block. Y'all already know who y'all are because there's a lot of y'all to be naming out. But you know, man, I love you. Yeah. COTR gang. Anybody that's been following us, Rhythmix Radio. I guess, for coming through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Father and son, that's big.
Yeah.
We got to get y'all back on there because we got
the Daryl Overtons.
Yeah, the Overtons. You know what I'm saying? The Overtons.
Shout out to Coach, man. Like,
yeah, ooh, for real.
Love seeing the journey, man. Like, you're an inspiration to others, bro. Yeah, like, even when you may not even know it. You know what I mean?
You really been doing your thing.
Stay on the journey and the course that you see that you're going on, and I can't wait for y'all to break ground. And
yeah.
Just let us know, man. We'll pull up and celebrate, you know what I mean, and all that with you, man.
And we can make it an event, man. Like you say, you know, we got the radio, we got the YouTube.
We're going to be doing events here, so
please.
We're definitely going to continue to, you know what I'm saying, connect. And great luck this season. Not good luck. Great luck this season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And son,
man, pull up to
salute to you and your future, man.
And
it's a beautiful thing to see y'all family, man. So
I'm
happy to see you. Proud of y'all, man.
Keep following your dreams out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure you done heard it from your dad, but just to stamp it again, football, you know what I'm saying? All it takes is that one little whatever, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to speak on it.
All the extra stuff going to be there.
Exactly. But what you want to go for, do something that you enjoy, because that's the whole thing. You may like football, but you enjoy what you're about to go accomplish.
Yep.
And that's the main thing, man. So do that, and you got your foot in the door with already being just an athlete, and you got that from your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we shouting our fathers out already, here, but you know, but do that, man. We shout you out.
Yeah.
We proud of you, and we're definitely going to have you back over here.
For sure. See the
and everything, man. And matter of fact, after your first year in college, we're going to bring you back. And see how everything going.
Yeah,
we're
going to
check up on
you. We're going to
definitely check up on you. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, appreciate y'all again for stopping by Conversations on the Rocks, man. And shout out to Rhythmics Radio. Everybody out there listening, Mondays, 8 p.m. Shout out to the IG. Shout out to YouTube. Shout out to the Facebook Live. Everybody on there, salute y'all. You know what I mean? For tuning in. We're just going to keep bringing more interesting guests, conversations, and you know, we always going to keep the conversations on the rocks, baby.
All right, you got to know what it is. Salute.